Scene 2 of The Guardian of the Threshold by Rudolf Steiner. The same hall as in Scene 1. The persons who were at first assembled there have left, with the exception of Felix Balde and Dr. Strader. Present are Hilary the Grand Master, Magnus Bellicosus, the second preceptor, Albert Torquatus, the first master of ceremonies, Friedrich Trautmann, the second master of ceremonies, Maria, Johannes Thomasius. Hilary. My son, you have accomplished now what must receive the seal of sacred and primeval knowledge, besides the blessing of the cross of roses adorning here our consecrated place. What you have given to the world shall be through us a spirit offering, that it bear fruit in all domains of life where powers of men can be of service for the progress of the world. Magnus Bellicosus. To give the world your work, you were obliged to separate yourself for many years from much that once had been most dear to you. The spirit teacher standing at your side left you in order that your soul could then unfold its power fully. Your cherished friend and close companion left you, too, for you should find what men may find if they can follow the forces of the soul in their own self. With courage you have overcome these trials. For your own good you were deprived of all that, for your good is now restored to you. You see your friend before you. In the temple she'll welcome you, complying with our wish. You soon will also greet your teacher. United with us at our temple's threshold, these friends receive you as the one who brings to modern man the knowledge of the Spirit. Felix Balde to Thomasius. The mystic way of life, which strove till now in inner contemplation toward the spirit light, will through your act be opened up to knowledge gained within the world of sense. Strader. You've also found for souls who search for spirit knowledge, though life fetters them to matter, the paths which lead each one in his way to the light. Thomasius. Exalted master, and you, gentlemen, you think you see a man before you whose earnest striving and whose strength of spirit was able to produce a work entitled to your praise and kind protection. You think that he will certainly succeed in reconciling science, as esteemed today, with ancient sacred occultism. Indeed, if faith in my accomplishment could be conferred on me by any other means than my own inner voice, it only could be by such words as yours. Friedrich Trautmann. Our master's words no doubt express what you feel in yourself, and so your inner voice, therefore, has not to be confirmed. Thomasius. Oh, were it so, most humbly would I stand imploring you to grant me here the temple's blessing on my work. I thought it would be so when first I heard that you would give protection to my work and let me pass the gate which otherwise is opened to initiates alone. But on my way to you a world unlocked itself to me, which surely at this time you had not meant to lead me into. Ahriman in his full grandeur stood before me, and I could recognize in him the expert in laws that govern our world order. What human beings think they know of him is worthless. Only he who has beheld his being in the spirit understands him. From him alone have I been able fully to learn the truth about this work of mine. He showed me how impressions of it, formed by men who judge in terms of science and of logic, are valueless in gauging its effects upon world evolution. Only then would their opinion count, if the creation, disjoined from its creator, were set free from him, for then it might pursue its own course in the sphere of spiritual life. However, since this work must always remain bound up with me, it well could happen that from the spirit realm I might transform what I have done into its opposite, though its own nature in itself is good and could bring good results. From spirit realms I'll have continually to influence all that results on earth from my activity in sense existence. If I let evil pour from spirit regions and into these results, The truth will be more damaging by far than would be error. For men must follow truth, impelled by their own insight. Error leaves them cold. I shall most certainly, in future, turn to evil the consequences of my work, for Ahriman has shown me clearly that these results must be his property. While I was busy at this work, intent and full of joy because it led me safely from stage to stage within the edifice of truth, I only paid attention to that part of me that concentrated on my research, while all the rest I left unguarded. Wild urges could develop, unrestrained, which hitherto lay dormant in my soul. And now in silence strength matured to fruit. I thought myself in highest spirit regions and was in darkest night of soul. Quite clearly Ahriman, within his kingdom, could show me all the power of these stages. So now I know what later my effect will be, for these wild urges must in future become a part of my own personality. I had, and before I started with my work, already pledged myself to Lucifer, whose realm I wished to learn to understand. But only now I know what, lost completely in my creative work, I did not realize, that Lucifer, with most enticing pictures, surrounded all my thinking, while at the same time he created wild urges in my soul, which still are quiet, but surely will in future gain control of me. Troutman, how can a man who's reached such spirit heights and knows all this for certain still believe that he will not escape such evil? You can behold what is so harmful to you. Therefore you must destroy it, and with courage save yourself and the results of your great work. A spirit pupil has the iron duty to kill what hinders progress in himself. Tomasius, I see you do not judge by cosmic laws. What you demand is something I could do at present, and could tell myself right now all this that you are telling me. But though my karma could permit this at the moment, it will not tolerate it later on. For things must come which will obscure my spirit and direct me just as I described. I shall, then, in world evolution, greedily seize everything destructive in my work, and shall endeavor to embody it within the spiritual life. I, then, in having to love Ahriman, must joyfully hand over to his ownership whatever came from me in earthly life. A pause, while Tomasius ponders deeply. If this concerned myself alone, I'd bear it silently within my soul, and would await, completely tranquil, what destiny holds waiting on my path. But it concerns your brotherhood as well as me. The bad results that follow from my work for me and other human beings will all be balanced by the laws of karma. That you, however, fell so deeply into error is far more serious for our life on earth. As leaders of this life, who should read rightly in spirit worlds, you never should have failed to realize this work had better be achieved by someone else and not by me. You should have known it must be put aside for now, and only later be produced afresh by one who could direct its consequences in a different way. Your judgment has deprived the Brotherhood of rights it ought to have if it would rightly guide the sacred rituals. Because this follows for you from my vision, I come here to your threshold with this knowledge, which would have otherwise kept me away. Now, truly, on this work of mine, whose end effects will be both good and damaging, I cannot take your blessing. Hilary, dear brothers, what we have begun cannot be carried further. We must withdraw now to the place at which the Spirit lets us know its will. All except Maria and Tomasius leave. The hall grows dark. After a pause, the three spirit figures, Philea, Astrid, and Luna, appear in a cloud of light. By grouping themselves, they hide at first Maria from sight. The following is a spirit experience of Tomasius. Philea. The soul is athirst to drink of the light that flows from those worlds, which an all-watchful will keeps veiled for mankind. The spirit is seeking, all eager to listen, to converse of gods, which benevolent wisdom conceals from the heart. But dangers can threaten those thoughts that are searching in regions of soul where, far from the senses, the hidden holds sway. Astrid. The souls are expanding that follow the light and penetrate worlds which vision with courage reveals to mankind. The spirit is striving, enraptured, to live in regions of gods, which radiant wisdom proclaims to the seers. The hidden is beckoning to daring that longs for cosmic domains, which, far from men's thinking, life's mysteries hide. Luna, the soul gains matureness to form itself insight, engendering forces which kindle in man a will that is fearless. From primeval sources, the powers of redemption gain magical strength, concealed to the senses by barriers of earth. And traces are followed by souls that are trying to search out those portals which gods have shut fast to willing that errs. Voice of conscience, invisible. Your thoughts are wavering at being's abyss, and what upheld them in firm support is lost now to you, and what shone on them as sun is now obscured to you. You go astray in cosmic depths, which men, lured on by longing, desire to conquer. You shudder at the spirit growth, spirit ground of growth, where of soul consolation men must be deprived. The last words are immediately followed by those of Maria, who, concealed by the spirit figures, is still invisible. At first she speaks with a spirit-like but inward voice. Maria. So turn your soul again toward powers of love, which once could permeate your hope with warmth of life, which once could shine into your will with spirit light. Deliver from loneliness your heart's far-searching power, and feel the nearness of your friend in striving's darkest hour. The spirit figures disappear, with them the cloud of light. Maria becomes visible in her former place, Maria and Tomasius facing each other. The experience changes to the physical plane. Tomasius, out of deep pondering. Where was I now? The forces of my soul showed me the chaos of my inner life. The conscience of the world disclosed to me what I have lost. And then, as blessing, sounded the voice of love within the realm of darkness. Maria. Johannes, the companion of your soul may once again stand at your side, and she may follow you to cosmic depths in which souls fight their way to a true feeling of gods through all destroying victories that boldly from destruction wrench new life. And I must lead my friend into the empty, unmelting fields of ice where now bursts free from bonds the light that must be formed by spirits when the force of life is lamed by darkness. My friend, you now confront that threshold of your life where one must lose what once has been acquired. You have gazed often toward the realm of spirit and have gained strength from it, enabling you to work creatively. It seems to you now that work is lost. Do not demand that this be otherwise, for such desire would rob you of all strength to journey further into spirit realms. Whether you walk this path in truth or error, you can keep ever clear the view ahead so that your soul is able to pursue its way. For this you must with courage bear necessities stemming from the nature of the spirit realm. This is the law of the discipleship of spirit. As long as you still nurture the desire that what has happened might be otherwise, you'll lack the strength with which you must sustain yourself in spirit regions. That you have lost what you've already gained, let this provide for you the knowledge for further journeys on the spirit's rightful path. Henceforth, you can rely no longer upon that insight which before you used in judging your own actions, if now with certainty you look on it as lost. Therefore your being must become completely silent, and wait in silence for the Spirit's grace. You only can take counsel with yourself again when you have gained yourself anew. The solemn guardian you have often met, who keeps an unrelenting watch upon the threshold that severs spirit life from worlds of sense, but you have never penetrated past him. At sight of him each time you turned away and from the outside looked at everything. Since you have never been within that inner world, which widens out as spirit actuality beyond you, so be ready now for what reveals itself when, at my side, you can not only enter, but also pass beyond the threshold. Curtain, end of scene 2.